I am going today to say a few words in English, and we will start the visit with Sigalit Landau, the artist.
Hello.
Thank you, Sigalit, for being here. We have planned this exhibition since more than 3 years. The original invitation we did to Sigalit was interrupted by the parentheses in the program of the chapel. We are very happy that we can show this exhibition now that focuses on the video work that Sigalit Landau has been doing since the 90s, more or less until today. It's not an exhaustive exhibition, it is an exhibition selected, the works have been selected in relationship to their qualities and also in relationship to the space. You will see that it's nearly a site-specific exhibition. You see also that even if the main material of the show is video, Sigalit Landau, in my opinion, is a sculpture that plays with space, with time, with bodies, with actions, and with materials. Sigalit Landau is, in my opinion, one of the most important artists of her generation. And that generation is the one that lives experiences the change of the century, the change of an era. The passage from the 20th century to the 21st century, also from the characteristics and the conditions of her geographical and cultural context that is of Israel today. Her work also echoes the transformation that this change of era have brought to us, which is the consciousness of globalization, economic and industrial globalization, the reality also of migrations from one part to the other of the world. This is something that in the 90s, it has become, since the 90s, and certainly still today, is one of the main pictures, one of the main realities we have to face, people being displaced from one place to the other of the world. also the fall of the Berlin Wall and the disintegration of the Soviet Union and the changing of many frontiers, even as close to us as the former Yugoslavia, but the fact that also the experience that frontiers are somehow mobile and can appear and disappear at a certain moment. There are all events and facts and phenomena that characterize this time. I think most of her work, in a very metaphorical way, address or is has to be understood within that context, as I said, related to those subjective and personal conditions. What else do I have to say in relation to the show as a general? You will see that this exhibition has some components that repeat and are kind of leitmotifs. One of them is water. Another one is the sand, the beach. The bodies, the dance, individuals, the movement, the relationship of people playing with the earth, with the soil, and also a very articulated condition or relationship from the poetic aspects of images and tales to the consequences, human, political, and cultural consequences we can take from it.
You said it all.
No,
yes.
No. But I think we should go. I propose we go and see some with the pieces. We leave. We are supposed to stop. We're supposed to stop this visit at 7:15, so that there would be some time for some questions and also to allow the visitors to the exhibition to enter at 7:30. Una cosa que dic en català, sobretot perquè no, tenim moltes, no tinc moltes ocasions de, trobar, de trobar-me something amb els amics del MACBA, és que el, us agraeixo molt l'amistat que porteu cap a aquest museu, us agraeixo el vostre seguiment de les exposicions i les activitats del museu, i us agraeixo sobretot que sigueu el primer anell de còmplices amb els quals el museu es troba en la seva activitat. Moltes gràcies, espero que disfruteu de la visita.
Welcome to the show. I realize you hear me quite well, so this is great. Actually, now we're on an island. We have the Mediterranean Sea here, here, there, there, there. So we're on a small island surrounded by a beach, a sand of ephemeral acts and rituals that pieces themselves, they were not born in the same year, but they kind of, in the chapel, relate to each other and tell a story without words, something to do with the body and the memories and the borders. Let's actually start maybe with a less Mediterranean scene. What we're looking at here is a frozen lake in Gdansk. Danzig and Gdansk, it's the same town that passed hands between the German and the Polish. So this is where solidarity started. I chose to bring two shoes of workers, the same kind of shoes that you can view over there, to show how actually the terrain, the land, is melting under the memory of this, of these objects. So if you see them very, very slowly, apropos a moving sculpture, this is very gradual, the movement of how the heavy shoes will be sinking, and gradually the night comes down and they're finally falling into this lake. And history has this tendency to be a strata of geology. So in the terms of geology, the chasm of 20th century history, this work is kind of, can be a starting point. Then you see shoes again here and again in the other space, and when, as we entered, apart from seeing empty shoes, you're seeing barefoot people, the people that are dancing, that are playing, that are acting, me performing, soon we will see me in two films with my body, and others who are performing, they are the actors, and they are barefoot. Before we leave, perhaps we can say hello to this straight from the aesthetics of Tel Aviv, are these towers, these ladders, which are indicating the different families, water meters, water is consumed, water is scarce. Since the system never freezes, because the climate is never below zero, so this can, they allow the very very Bauhaus Tel Aviv, sort of very thought out architecture is connected with this not so minimalistic objects that are like guts, like the guts of the building, the orgasm, the organism is showing its itself in the building.
Tu em sents a mi, si jo parlo? Crec que és important també notar. It's important to note that in the streets of Tel Aviv you see portions of these tubes coming out of the ground or coming out of the building, and they are you can actually see.
You can see when they're using them, and you can also cut off the water for somebody in the shower. You can go like this, and the water will be cut off.
So it's in a way it's like if the building was an organism, and the veins or the intestines suddenly would show out, because we know that something vital goes through them, but we don't know we don't see it. We only see the way it's measured, but we don't see that secret fluid that could be, that we think it's water, but could be blood, it could be other vital fluid. And I think it's very important to see it in the context of the relationship that we have to water, and the relationship that in a place like Israel people have with water, which is scarce. We know also about a scarcity of water here, but it's not in the same way.
It's also a relationship between very low-tech and very high-tech images as well. The technology that's bringing you, it's not divine light in this church, it's light from the places where I was shooting, Mediterranean, Israeli light, through video, and this is really, really the art de pauvre, kind of the language of the most simple needs of the people of Tel Aviv. So it's one of the earliest works in the show. It's enjoying a sort of a little space of its own. It's a work that's hard to look at, and it's hard to also explain. There's a really a dance going on. The first name I gave this piece was Nest. It's very rare that you see my face in the films. You see my body, but you don't see my face so much. And the video is a one shot. Most of the films are one shots. But here it's not a canvas. You do see the landscape facing west, facing Europe. Other places.
And I think it is also, this is one of the iconographic works of Sigalit Landau. It's a work that has been very widely shown and is in major collections around the world, but it also indicates something which we will see later in the show, which is the ambiguity of an action. We see a game, we see a play, but that it becomes a self-torture. You have the search for pleasure in the game and the infliction of pain. You have the two worlds which are completely contradictory brought together in a very strong image. And I think this is something that can you can see in other works. And this piece is also strongly related to the projection in the entrance, which is called the Three Men Hula, where three men who are tied up to each other are trying to act as a single body. At the same time, you know.
I think we do this and then we go to the other side because we have 15 minutes left.
So these guys are drawing a map. The map that they're drawing is a map that's changing before your eyes. And there's a certain rules to the game. It's a game that's not necessarily Israeli. It was shot on purpose in a beach which is between Gaza and Ashkelon. So it's Gaza and Ashkelon. The film is called Ashkelon. It's an in-between place. And it's endless. The game was endless. The shot is endless. It goes on. There's something hypnotizing, even in this piece, which is it's rather more violent and more specific. Usually they draw a circle. Here I was working with a rectangular shape of the format.
I think it is also another very good example of the way a game can become or can provide an image of a certain threat or a certain insecurity, because at the same time it's clear there is a game, there are certain aggressive movements in also the dance of these people. And I think, Sigalid, you mentioned that this piece has also, it's kind of a contrast piece to the one in the entrance.
Yes. It's echoing. The other piece is called the Mermaids Who Are Erasing the Borders. Their job is to erase the traces.
I'm sorry, and the camera, where is?
The camera is on top. This is one of those works where the video is a canvas. It's like my drawing, the way I draw. I look downwards and I don't show the mountains of the east, the north, can be Lebanon, Syria, places where I don't feel entitled to any camera that you take to the horizon. You'd be even more or less doing a point of view of telling a documentary, a news story, which I'm not interested in at all in telling. There's a little bit here. I feel that the chapel has a texture of not maybe sand, but a materiality that puts this, yes, as an altar. Yeah. On a very simple ladder,
okay.
With a very stable cameraman.
A very stable cameraman? I don't know. No,
it's possible. Yes, we try to work with the very sophisticated equipment, but in the end, it was a simple ladder. Here you can taste the salt. It's not a Morgana. It's not just light it's the actual objects coming from the Dead Sea, which is a strange and unique and magical place that I am working for more than 10 years now. And different reasons and different acts keep bringing me back to this source of water. And it's a unique place also, prehistorically, historically, mythologies, biblical stories.
It's also weak.
Actually, in holy places, sometimes you take off your shoes. So here you're actually, you can give homage to a person that is no longer. It's the symbol of
what happened to me.
Touching and not touching earth.
Show the face.
No, you don't see my face in most of the videos.
Voice and
not
here with the shoes.
No.
Why?
I don't know. Because I'm dealing with society in my way, but it's generic, I think. The works take time. This is a longer piece. This is another kind of dance and drawing. The work there corresponds with this work. This is the panoptic vision of what is going on between two dancers. I'm going from north to south on the Mediterranean, and my colleague, she's dancing from south to north. And it's a triptych. And we're interwinding. It's going to act like a two very short-lived, ephemeral layers of archaeology, of geology. And we're busy believing in what we're doing, while the sea will come and erase it. So the sea gives a historic perspective of man or woman versus nature. The shore is it's a liminal. The shore isn't earth, it isn't a land, and it isn't sea. It's the threshold between a place and a condition. We wanted to fill the makba with sand, but it wouldn't be very good for the marble. We're walking in sand. here it's without knives. It's just the sand, the nails and the hands that are plowing. It's more like praying, isn't it? It's more like coming down and...
Sure.
Very few Muslims would do it naked.
Very few. Especially on the beach.
No, but they're praying to some kind of altar, coming into the church and praying.
Of course. These are hippie Muslims.
Yeah. It's called to devoted Muslims.
Do you want to concentrate more on this? Because it's...
So this work is a video shot with 12 cameras of it's a table which is being abandoned by the participants in a political debate. It's a reenactment of it's quasi-political. It's not about the facts and about the conflict with the Palestinians. It's about how we're going to manage to build a bridge across the Dead Sea, a salt bridge between Israel and Jordan. So when you enter the space, it's an empty table. When you come see the laptops, you understand that there used to be a child trapped underneath and demanding the participants to stay together and to solve and to resolve their issues. So while she's busy creating this connection, creating her tribe, they're actually very sly. They're getting away and leaving her alone, only with her shoes, only with the. So refugees and prisoners of war, they'd be leaving barefoot. They have everything to lose, but they'll still lose the chance to talk about the future. If you take the time to sit down and listen with the headphones, you can go into the details and all the issues and the ideas that came up in the discussions and that still go on today about the bridge I want to build.
There is one guy here who started snoring.
Oh yeah, of course.
In the meeting.
In the meeting.
In the meeting, yeah.
Definitely. Actually, she's the second Christ. The first Christ is the barbed hula, where somebody said, "This, where's the suffering?" And here I'm suffering much less because the sufferer here is the photographer who goes underneath the Dead Sea to take a shot. Which is very, it's an impossible place to go under. And when I did it, I didn't have an idea of Jesus. I had more idea of like you're flying, because everything is floating in the Dead Sea. So the watermelon, which is sealed and red inside and sweet, is in the middle of this antagonistic liquid and helping me fly up like a bird, more like a bird. And we fitted it into the arches here, and then this is actually clicking into place. I'm very happy if somebody wants to say something, to respond, to ask, to discuss, anything. Yeah.
There's something, I don't know whether this has been said before.
Yeah.
But your work has a lot of choreography, a lot of dance. And according to what I have read of your biography, you had studied dance.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit and elaborate, how do you conceive these choreographies yourself?
I think the movement is very stylized because I was coming from dance, and because I might not show the faces of the performers, but the body is always intact and always trying to regenerate and go into some kind of normality, some kind of rhythm, some kind of survival which has dignity and grace. So it's the body, even though it carries a very harsh memory, still the way, it's still the symbol of hope and beauty. It has to come with a lot of beauty in order to bring across my message.